This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka.
Hey, how far do you think Brisbane's first ever bike lanes would date back? Far enough for them to deserve a heritage listing? Because there is a group of cyclists on Brisbane's north side who think a heritage listing will save their local bike lanes. What's so special about them? Well, Terry Begley has the Lycra on this morning to find out. Hello, Terry.
Thanks, Craig. I'm just doing my stretches here. Actually, I'm with a couple of people who are clad in Lycra who could probably ride a lot faster than me. I'm on Shaw Road at Wavell Heights, and under a beautiful old jacaranda, just next to me are these lanes painted on the road. We're at an intersection, so there's a green line in front of the intersection and the old bike silhouette on the lanes. These have apparently been here for some time, but for how long has this lane been here and what's at risk here? Well, Mitch is from Space for Cycling, so is Andrew, and they've put in this application to get these lanes on Shaw Road heritage listed. Mitch, why? Why are you doing this?
Good morning, Terry. Thank you. We found the council are going to remove these bike lanes as part of a road upgrade. And we tried everything to try and retain the bike lanes. We asked our local councillor, Councillor Adam Allen, please, can we keep these bike lanes? We met with the project team. We've done everything. And then in researching, we discovered these are actually Brisbane's very first bike lanes. The first time the City Council recognised vulnerable road users need protection on the road.
Okay, so you've done the background digging. How far back in history do these bike lanes go?
Well, we discovered these bike lanes were installed as part of a Brisbane City Council Travel Smart traffic reduction strategy from 1995. But we've looked back further. We found that Shaw Road, back to 1910, has been a bike route. So the council recognised it in 1995. But back to 1910, and I've got an old-timey sepia photograph here with a picture of some guys dapperly dressed and a hat and a bicycle on Shaw Road. So back to 1910, this has been a very important bike route for cyclists.
Andrew, you're also from Space for Cycling. Okay, an old photograph of a couple of men with a bike on Shaw Road. Is that enough, really, to guarantee that the bike lanes will be saved by heritage listing here?
We'd like to think so. I mean, it has been here for a long time. It is well used, and it is needed by Brisbane cyclists for safe travel.
Okay, well, let's say it isn't successful and the bike lanes go. What are your concerns then?
Well, it's all about us for safety. You know, people will be forced to onto the footpath, or they're forced onto the road to mix it with the general traffic.
Okay, so it's about pedestrian and cycling safety. Mitch, if it were to be successful, you were to put it to Council's Heritage Committee, and they said, well, you know, it's not a building, it's not a monument, but we would consider it to be part of Brisbane's heritage. What would that actually mean for the bike lanes here?
Well, we're hoping that meaning the bike lanes will be retained. I mean, they're important to people who commute this way. I mean, Gympie Road and Sandgate Road are very traffic intense, and people come this way because it is a quieter route, traffic intense wise. You're not reading as many fumes from big trucks. So keeping the bike lanes will be actually good for people's health and good for connectivity of Brisbane.
Should other people who don't ride bikes care about this? I guess that's the issue, isn't it? Is it just a small group of people who use this bikeway pushing this? Is it really for the greater good of Brisbane and surrounds if it gets heritage listing?
Well, 60% of Australian families own a push bike, so that's the majority of people. And a lot of people enjoy riding this way. As you said before, this is a very pleasant little part of Brisbane. It's a sports field. A lot of children come here to play sport. Being able to get here safely is an important part of our advocacy. It's a commuter route. So there's benefits to lots of people. And also, the more people on bikes, the less people are in cars. So that's a person on a bike is one person who doesn't take up a car park and it doesn't slow the traffic down in front of you. So, yes, it does benefit everybody.
Well, it's an unusual twist on trying to save a bike lane. You say you've looked at other proposals to put to council and they've been rejected. What other ideas had you had to try and save the bikes here?
Well, we tried to get the council to make it better for people riding bikes by perhaps putting a priority crossing on the driveway here. Currently, if you do use the off-road option, you have to stop and press a button to cross the driveway. That's not usual priority. Usually pedestrians and cyclists get priority across driveways. So that's an interruption to people who jog and walk along here. So we wanted a priority crossing where bikes get and pedestrians get priority across the driveway. We wanted them to maybe keep one bike lane on the far side and maybe take the other one, you know, a bit of a compromise. But we couldn't get any of that. We couldn't get any compromise. We couldn't get any concessions at all. It was just, sorry, you guys, you're going to lose the bike lanes, you're going to lose priority on the footpath, and so, you know, see you next time.
All right, so heritage listing is the path that you're now moving along. How long could it take? And in the meantime, will it stop the planned works here if you put in an application for heritage listing?
Well, I got a letter back from the heritage listing people here, and it said it can take up to 18 months, 2 years. And they also added in a little PS, if you're concerned about any threats to the proposed site, please let us know. So I did send them an email last night saying, oh, by the way, that yes, the site is threatened. The council are going to move these Brisbane's first bike lanes.
Yeah, two different departments under the one roof. Hopefully they can let each other know what's going on with this. It'll be interesting to see if the heritage listing is applied to this. It'll be the first heritage listed bike path probably in Brisbane or if not Australia, wouldn't it, Mitch?
Well, we don't know if any other bike lanes have been listed before, but certainly the heritage people did start their letter back to me by saying, thank you, Mr. Bright, it's very unusual, but we will investigate it and assess it against our criteria. So they did admit that heritage listing bike lanes was not a normal thing they did.
Well, at least they're looking into it. We'll watch this one closely with interest to see if the heritage listing gets up here on the bike lanes here at Shore Road.